Peya Perkei Mishnah Vav. Mishnah tells us that Hamocher es Sadeh, if somebody sells his field before it's harvested, Hamocher Mutter, the Mocher, the one who sells it, is now permitted to take the Matnos Aniyim, Lech Shikha, and Peya from this field, because at the time it's harvested, it does not belong to him. Bahalokeach Aser, but the person who purchased the field, even if he's an Ani, he is forbidden to take Lekat Shikha and Peah from it, because it is Kitzircha. It belongs to him. It's Sadcha. It's his field. Now, the Yerushalmi points out, however, that let's say somebody doesn't sell the field. They just sell the standing grain to somebody else. But they retain the karka. They retain the real estate itself, the field itself. So then both the seller and the purchaser cannot take the matnos aniyim. They can't take the gifts to the poor for themselves, and that is because for the person, the seller, who still maintains the ground rights, it is considered sadcha. As it says, lo sechala pa'as sadcha. You should not get rid of the peya, the corner of your field. So it's your field. You're the balabais. You're the owner of that field. You have to give peya. You can't take it for yourself. But like a kitzircha lo slakate, the kitzircha, the fact that it's your harvest, applies to the purchaser who purchased the standing grain. So both of them are forbidden to take the matnos aniyim. Another issue or concern that you should not get benefit from matnos aniyim incorrectly. Lo yiskar adam es hapoalim, a person should not hire workers to work in his field, amanashi lakit beno acharav, on the condition that his son should be capable of being the person who gets to take the leket behind him. And the reason for this is because the employer, the owner of the field, he is going to be able to get a cheaper rate of labor from the person, the worker, who is going to have his son getting the matnos aniyim after him. So if the worker makes the condition that his son can collect the matnos aniyim after his work, that is going to benefit the person who owns the field on the expense of matnos aniyim, because other aniyim are not going to be able to benefit, only the specific ani. And by not allowing other aniyim to benefit from the leket, the employer, the owner of the field, is getting a cheaper price. Now the Mishnah makes a general statement. Let's say somebody does not allow the poor people to take the leket, or even if he doesn't do that, he allows one person, but he doesn't allow another person, which he doesn't have the right to do, or even helps out one person in particular, it's considered like he's robbing the poor people. He's not treating them equally. Al zeh nemar, and that the pasuk said in Mishlei, al taseh gavul olim. Do not remove the landmark. That's a euphemism for theft of olim, those who go up. Now that is referring to Jews in general, in referring to Ole Mitzrayim, those who came up out of Mitzrayim, or alternatively, it's referring to those who are Yorad Minichseihem, those who've lost their money, whose fortunes have gone down, and we're using a euphemism, a positive euphemism, when really we should say Yordim instead of Olim.